Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a few clouds now and 76 degrees. Police are investigating a shooting in southwest Wichita this morning. The shooting occurred around 4:30 near MacArthur and West Street. One person is reportedly in critical condition, and that's all the information that's been released so far. The water level at Cheney Reservoir is less than 1 foot below what is considered normal. As of Thursday morning, the lake was just inches below the top of the conservation pool. According to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, this is the deepest the lake has been since August 12th of 2022, when the conservation pool was 94% full. City of Wichita said earlier this month that despite the rain, there were no plans to amend water restrictions for customers using city water. City says a 12-month average is used to determine the drought stage. Iran sent a round of about 30 missiles at Israel Thursday. Fox's Greg Palkett reports from Tel Aviv.
Most of them were knocked down, but six or seven got through. Tel Aviv's stock exchange was turned into rubble. In the town of Holon, residential blocks became a shooting gallery. Hardest hit, the Soroka Medical Center, that is, in fact, in Beersheba. All of its wards had remarkably been cleared. Iran claimed it was aiming at an Israeli military installation. Prime Minister Netanyahu toured the scene. Officials blamed Iranian cluster bombs for contributing to the 240 injured overall.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu called Iran tyrants and vowed they would pay the full price. Israel reportedly struck a heavy water reactor under construction Thursday. A man was injured when he fell into a well in Butler County Thursday morning at Wichita and Durley Streets in Benton. Officials say the man called 911 from inside the well after falling about 12 feet. He had been working to fill in an old well, but recent rains caused the ground around the well to give way. The man was extricated and taken to a Wichita hospital. An appeals court has ruled President Trump can keep control of National Guard troops he deployed to Los Angeles to help calm ICE protests.
California Governor Gavin Newsom had sued to block the president from controlling the National Guard. A U.S. District Court judge ruled that the president overstepped his legal authority by sending Guard troops to L.A. But a three-judge appeals court panel overturned that ruling late Thursday, saying it is likely that the president lawfully exercised his statutory authority in federalizing control of the Guard. Two of the three judges on that panel were Trump appointees. The ruling means control of the California National Guard will stay in federal hands as the lawsuit makes its way through the courts. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Thousands have taken to the streets to protest President Donald Trump's policies and the No Kings demonstrations. The protests in Wichita have been peaceful. Retired Sedgwick County Sheriff Mike Hill tells KNSS News.
police department and their partners are doing a superb job. It's one of our rights to voice our opinions as long as you do it peacefully. You can't get where you start tearing things up or spray painting. So as long as you do it peacefully, you have that right to protest.
Mike Hill is our guest this weekend on Issues 2025, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. In Southgate, Michigan, two police officers are recovering after being shot by a gunman Thursday afternoon. That alleged shooter has been identified as 20-year-old Jeremiah Kemp and is in police custody. Southgate Public Safety Director Joe Marsh describes the extent of the officer's injuries.
Both of them struck in the lower, in the legs. And from there, I just checked with my mayor on those individuals, those officers, and they're both in stable condition.
According to court records, Kemp has three tickets in Southgate since March. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Authorities in southern Mexico were still assessing damage and watching rising rivers as rain from the remnants of Hurricane Eric doused the region. Torrential rains over steep coastal mountains and the landslides and flooding they could generate became ongoing concerns for officials after Eric dissipated following a landfall early Thursday on a sparsely populated stretch of coast. At least one death was confirmed late Thursday, a one-year-old boy who drowned in a swollen river. Eric came ashore down southern Mexico's Pacific coast in the morning as a Category 3 major hurricane. The New York Police Department is investigating what it calls violent and specific threats against a Muslim New York mayoral hopeful.
Among the threats, one that his car will be bombed, although the candidate Zohran Mamdani doesn't own one. Cops are treating the threats as a hate crime. If elected, Mamdani would be New York's first Muslim mayor. Critics have accused him of anti-Semitism over his refusal to say that Israel has the right to exist as a Jewish state, but rather as a state with equal rights. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Bands of plastic bags appear to be helping the environment, banning them, you know, according to a new study.
The study, published in the journal Science, looked at data from thousands of shoreline cleanups across the U.S., finding areas that tried to cut down on plastic bag use either by banning plastic bags or charging for them saw the number of bags ending up on shorelines fall by at least 25% compared to areas that did nothing. The study also found bans or charging for bags work better at the state level rather than the local level and had a bigger impact in places that had a larger litter problem. But the researchers warn overall, more plastic bags are being found across the U.S. There's just not as many in places that decided to take action. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
A dad at Disney is in shock over the price of a princess breakfast.
This vacationing dad posted on X, "Princess breakfast at Disneyland with my kids. Almost spit out my coffee. $937.65 for two kids and three adults with a $150 tip. John Rock and Roll Tolkien sticker shock at the Grand Californian has gotten millions of views. With appetizer choices from beignets to lobster rolls, his plate did have a big slab of meat, a shrimp, scrambled eggs, and a drink. Kids get waffles and mac and cheese with cake pops and cream puffs and interaction with Disney princesses. The dad says he was expecting the bill to be half, but adds service was attentive and enthusiastic. Princesses were all pro actresses and spent a lot of time with the kids. I enjoyed it. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Right now in traffic, the traffic conditions are very good. Traffic volume still pretty light. Not really seeing too many big traffic slowdowns out there, and just taking a look at things on the traffic cameras right now, everything looking good, so not too bad out there. We do have a stalled out vehicle. This is eastbound on Kellogg, right around Seneca, between there and the Central Business District. Traffic isn't heavy enough for that to be causing a problem just yet. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
From Storm Team 12, we're kicking off the first day of summer on the warm and muggy side. Temperatures stepping out this morning in the 70s, but later this afternoon, a high of 94 degrees could feel like those low 100s. But luckily, we do have some winds coming from the south, gusts up to 35 to 40 miles an hour. The heat and humidity will continue into the weekend, as well as those strong winds, but plenty of sunshine. Not going to be noticing much changing into the forecast heading into next week as the heat continues, but looking at storm chances arriving by the time we get into next Thursday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
All right, a few clouds now. Southwind 14 miles per hour. 75 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve, 10 of the morning, Friday, June 20th. And we had a sunny, hot day across South Central Kansas Wednesday. High temperature in Wichita, 91. Normal high, 90. And the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers reporting that Cheney Reservoir now just a few inches below normal. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
It is kind of warm out there this morning already.
Yeah. Yesterday, this time of morning, it was nice and cool. Today,
not so much.
Not so much. Yeah. Sure feels like summer today.
On this date in 1942, a violent F-4 tornado cut a counterclockwise semicircular path 8 miles long and around 400 yards wide around Mulvane. Funnel touchdown a couple of miles southeast of Mulvane, moved north-northeast for 2 miles, curved to the north, and then toward the north-northwest for a couple more miles. Many farms were destroyed. One home was swept from its foundation 2 miles east of town. The tornado caused about $85,000 damage and killed 4 people, injured 10. This was in 1942. That's a strange thing. A tornado usually gets on the ground, stays pretty much a straight line, and then it goes away. But this one kind of went around in a half circle, kind of meandered from southeast to northeast. All right, 613, Steve and Ted. Today is Steve and Ted radio program number 6954.
6954.
Yep, we're getting there. Moving right along here. You've been out to, you were doing softball again last night, is that right?
Did softball all afternoon.
Yeah.
And then I went to music theater's opening show of the year, went to Waitress last night.
Man, you had a long,
long day yesterday.
Yes, sir. It was
a fun day.
A lot of going on, a lot of excitement in it there. But on this date, 243 years ago, 1782, the Great Seal of the United States was adopted by Congress. It depicts an eagle clutching an olive branch in one talon and 13 arrows in the other. In its beak, a ribbon bears the motto E Pluribus Unum, meaning out of many, one. The Great Seal of the United States.
It passed by a vote of 7-6. Were they divided on that?
it doesn't say here. It says it was adopted by Congress. A Colombian dairy company celebrated its 80th anniversary by gathering 1,185 people to participate in the world's largest cheese tasting event. Guinness World Records confirmed Alpina Productos Elementos SASBIC earned the record for the world's largest cheese tasting event when almost 1,200 people sampled their dairy delicacies. That was in Sopó, Cundinamarca, somewhere in Colombia, Ted. I don't know.
I'll be honest. When I think of cheese, Colombia doesn't come to the top of my list. Obviously, they're doing something.
I think of Switzerland, Wisconsin.
I know. You think of those places.
But not.
Apparently, Colombia is in the game as well.
Yeah. The company took the record from Australia's Kangaroo Valley and Agriculture and Horticultural Association, which gathered 1,000 people for a cheese tasting, back in 2019.
How do you milk a kangaroo?
I wonder is there such a thing as kangaroo cheese?
Let's see once again. They only got, they didn't even get 1,200 people.
Yeah.
This sounds like a thing. In Wichita, you would do something like that, 8,000 people would show up.
Yeah.
There's no way we wouldn't break that record.
Well, we could break a lot of
we're doing a cheese sampling. Who wants to show up?
That might be fun.
Tons of people would show up for that.
Have a local, I don't know who could sponsor it, but just get a group together.
Get Highland Dairy to get in on this.
People and say, hey, look, I want you to look at the Guinness Book record books and find all the records that you think we might be able to break. And we could go like every month or every week.
Then we could be on all these worldwide news stories.
Worldwide news stories.
You telling me 1,200 people wouldn't show up in Wichita for a cheese tasting? yes, they would.
If any of it was free, it would be like 12,000 would show up. All right. Yeah, 6:16, Steve and Ted in the morning. Make that 6:17. And it's time for Leadoff Sports this morning with Ted Woodward.
All right. We start out with golf. We are underway. Great annual event in Wichita, the 36th annual Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas, Wichita Open at Crestview Country Club. First round of play yesterday, part of the Korn Ferry Tour stop in Wichita. 156 golfers on the course. Your leader after the first round, boy, what a first round, by the native of Belgium, Adrien Dumont de Chassard. One bogey and 12 birdies. He shot an 11 under par 59 yesterday. He was part of the group that teed off in the morning, so he had the nice conditions.
A nice number.
And he's got a 4-stroke lead after that morning round. And comments from Deschamps, this is Sart, after that.
I was off to a great start. Hit lots of really good shots. And I hit the driver very well today. I mean, when you hit it on those fairways, especially on those two par fives that are not necessarily long, but you need to really good tee shot to give yourself a shorter approach shot.
The 25-year-old played college golf at Illinois. And now he teed off in the morning yesterday. Now he's got to play this afternoon in the heat and the wind. He tees off at 1:05 this afternoon. Conditions might be a little different there, but got to handle that.
Might be about 1:05 now, not that hot.
Second round play begins. The first groups will tee off in about a half hour. And the last group today will tee off at 2:25 this afternoon in the heat and the wind. All right, we have the second round today at Crestview Country Club for the Wichita Open. And, of course, that'll wrap up on Sunday with the final round. Professional softball here in Wichita. We had another doubleheader yesterday afternoon. All four teams in the league were in Wichita for back-to-back doubleheaders. And now we go into more professional softball, but just a single game every day at Wilkins Stadium at Wichita State. Tonight at 6 o'clock, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock, as the Bandits will take on the Blaze. The Bandits are in first place, and of course, one of their stars is former Shocker All-American Sidney McKinney. Tonight's game is nationally televised on ESPNU. Tomorrow night's game is nationally televised on the MLB Network. Once again, some nationwide presence there for Wichita on some of these national platforms as professional softball is in town for four more days. So you got one game every day for the rest of the weekend, so check that out. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals probably don't want to leave Arlington, Texas. They kind of crawled in panting for breath, and they leave super hot. The Royals visiting the Texas Rangers yesterday afternoon, going for the three-game sweep. And with good pitching by Michael Wacha and his bullpen, they did just that. Held Texas to one run. But the big story of the day was the Royals' rookie slugger, Jack Caglione, the 22-year-old, making some history yesterday. You heard the game yesterday afternoon on KFH.
The 2-2 pitch. Caglione hits it high in the air. Deep right center field. Adolis Garcia's at the wall. It's gone! Watch it fly! Jack Caglione! His first big league home run! A 387-foot blast deep to right center into the Rangers bullpen. There's the power that's been promised. Jack Caglione has arrived with thunder. 3-0 Royals in the top of the second inning.
Well, that sure helps. And then later in the game, he hit another home run. That was like a 439-footer late in the game. So his first, not only his first home run in the bigs, his first two home run game in the bigs. And the Royals beat the Rangers 4-1 for the three-game sweep. Well, that's certainly a welcome as the Royals finally get back in the win column and pile up a few. Now you've got the Royals heading out to the West Coast, making only their sixth visit ever to San Diego for a matchup with the Padres. 8:30 tonight, 6:15 tomorrow evening, 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. All those Royals-Padres games are live on your home of the Royals, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Minor League Baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge win 5-1 at Arkansas last night. Wichita has won six of its last seven, but they are eliminated from first-half competition. Couldn't ever catch up with the Springfield Cardinals, who I think have only lost one game in the last 2 weeks. So even though Wichita playing well down the stretch could not catch Springfield, Springfield wins the first half in the division and will go to the postseason. Wichita will have to try to qualify for the postseason by winning the second half in the division. Wichita will finish out the first half in Little Rock for the rest of the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, before coming home next week. There you go. That is Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company with locations east, west, and now in historic Delano, and that features a rooftop deck. Nice. Wichita Brewing Company. It's pizza and beer made here.
Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta talking about processed foods today.
Ooh.
That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
Radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 here on this Friday morning, 75 degrees. Brooks Landfill will be open this weekend to accept free tree debris for free. City of Wichita says the landfill will accept free tree debris between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. Saturday. Loads must be free from any waste except storm-related tree debris. If any of the type of waste is included, users will be charged the standard rate. The landfill will close promptly at 2 p.m. The Florida state government and federal nonprofits are on a mission to rescue Americans from Israel as Iranian missile strikes shut down Israeli airspace.
Dozens of airports have stopped all flights or severely reduced operations. But there are Americans trying to escape the conflict. A Boca Raton mother waited for her son at Tampa International Airport first thing Thursday morning. He and other passengers are from a program called Birthright Israel, which provides educational trips to the Holy Land for young Americans of Jewish descent or creed. A cruise ship first brought them out of Israel to the island of Cyprus. From there, Governor Ron DeSantis and the Florida Division of Emergency Management coordinated several flights to Tampa, bringing some 1,500 Jewish Americans home through the Bay Area. Grable Rescue is also working with the governor to get Americans out of Israel. The Tampa nonprofit says they have a list approaching 5,000 evacuation requests.
That's as Fox's Ariel Placencia reporting.
A weatherproof dome falls from the sky during a storm in Indiana.
The dome, designed to protect antennas from the weather, sat on top of a tower. But it wasn't able to protect itself from the weather when high winds set the radome, which was being used by an Indianapolis aerospace and defense company, airborne, slamming into a residential street about a mile away. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The Los Angeles Dodgers claim that federal immigration agents made an appearance at Dodger Stadium yesterday.
The Dodgers posted on X, quote, "This morning, ICE agents came to Dodger Stadium and requested permission to access the parking lot. They were denied entry to the grounds by the organization, but ICE responded by saying, 'False. We were never there.' And DHS stated this had nothing to do with the Dodgers. CBP vehicles were in the stadium parking lot very briefly, unrelated to any operation or enforcement. The LA Times reports federal agents gathered near the stadium to conduct a briefing, according to a LAPD source."
That's Fox's Christina Coleman reporting from Los Angeles.
Thousands have taken to the streets to protest President Donald Trump's policies in the No Kings demonstrations. The protests in Wichita have been peaceful. Retired Sedgwick County Sheriff Mike Hill tells KNSS News he worked several violent protests, riots, if you will, over the years. We asked him how an officer can stay cool when the rocks and bottles fly.
You're trained not to let it get under your skin. You take it as is, and you got a job to do, and you do it.
Mike Hill is our guest this weekend on Issues 2025, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Now we'll look at the forecast with meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
From Storm Team 12, we're kicking off the first day of summer on the warm and muggy side. Temperatures stepping out this morning in the 70s, but later this afternoon, a high of 94 degrees could feel like those low 100s. But luckily, we do have some winds coming from the south, gusts up to 35 to 40 miles an hour. The heat and humidity will continue into the weekend, as well as those strong winds, but plenty of sunshine. Not going to be noticing much changing into the forecast heading into next week as the heat continues, but looking at storm chances arriving by the time we get into next Thursday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
And we have a few clouds, south wind at 14 miles per hour. 75 degrees in Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Friday, June 20th, 2025, and it was on this date 58 years ago. In 1967, former heavyweight champion Muhammad Ali was fined $10,000 and sentenced to 5 years in prison for dodging the draft. He claimed to be a religious conscientious objector. His conviction was later overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. But I've always felt or believed that Muhammad Ali was a very influential young man at the time over millions of young American men. And when he didn't step forward, it may have impacted a lot of guys. I'll just put it that way. If he's not going, I'm not going. So there you go. At any rate, Muhammad Ali, that was 58 years ago.
Yeah, no doubt. That was a massive impact.
Let's see here. Oh, U.S. Border Patrol agents discovered and disabled a nearly 3,000-foot-long narcotics smuggling tunnel beneath the U.S.-Mexico border linking Tijuana and San Diego. The tunnel, found in early April, ran under the Otay Mesa port of entry and had a projected exit point near or inside a commercial warehouse space in San Diego.
Mm.
Tunnel was described to be highly sophisticated, equipped with lighting, electrical wiring, ventilation systems, and a track system for transporting contraband.
Yeah, just like the Great Escape.
Yeah, only different. Thousands of gallons of concrete will be poured into the tunnel to prevent its use by foreign terrorist organizations. Now, listen to this. More than 95 tunnels have been decommissioned in the San Diego area since 1993.
Yeah, it's common thing. Common deal, yeah.
And who knows how much dope has come over that way, through the tunnels over the years. I'll talk about a very sophisticated deal there. All right. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And we want to remind you something that's coming up, well, today, I guess, the Summer Concert Series.
Yeah.
Yes, back at the Capitol Federal Amphitheater. And this is in Andover. We're going to kick things off tonight with Across the Pond. That'll be live and on stage. Gates will open at 6:30 p.m. The show starts at 8 p.m. And you can enjoy free live music, food trucks, and Friday night fun all summer long.
How about that?
The full schedule is available at knssradio.com. So tonight, the first one's going.
Yeah, get excited for Friday nights.
Take your lawn chair and go out there and enjoy it. And how'd you like to play some golf? We have a round for two with a cart at Crestview Country Club. All you do is text the keyword golf to the short code 20357 to enter. One entry for every 24-hour period, please. One winner picked every Friday through June. That means we're going to pick one today.
Yeah, we'll pick one later on this morning.
Yep. And
get your name in there.
Message and data rates apply, but if you want to go play some golf at the Crestview Country Club with a cart, do that now. 6:38, Stephen 10 in the morning.
Yeah, maybe you can shoot an 11 under like that guy did yesterday at the Wichita Open.
Now I don't know a lot about golf, but I know that you can shoot 11 under. That's pretty darn good.
Yeah, if you're shooting an 11 under 59, it's a pretty good round.
Yeah, all right. 6:38 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. The live cattle and feeder cattle scored new lows for the slide Wednesday, with 10 and 11 session lows being made, but recovered to close positive and close near the session highs. Now, the cash cattle trade in our feed yards is at lower prices this week, breaking a string of 9 straight weeks of being higher. Now, this afternoon at 2 p.m. is the cattle on feed report that is expecting lower on feed and placements versus a year ago. At the close Wednesday, August live cattle, $1.02 higher, $2.11.67. August feeder cattle, 82 cents higher, $3.04.17. And August lean hogs were 20 cents higher, $112 even. Now, back on Wednesday, the wheat, corn, and soybean futures closed on the positive side. Now, today is expiration of the July grain and soybean options. Now, the weather forecast for the southern plains for hot and dry should allow the wheat harvest to pick up the pace. At the moment, we are trading July Kansas City wheat a penny and three quarters lower at 569 and a half. July corn up three quarters of a penny at $4.34 and a quarter. July soybeans 3 pennies higher at $10.77 and three quarters. August crude oil 23 cents higher at $73.74. August gold $37.30 lower at $3,370.80. September S&P 3.5 points lower at 6,030. And the September dollar index 20 cents lower at 98.26, with September Dow Jones futures holding 43 points lower at 42,469. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Lefter Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, I went to my backyard last evening, and the standing water is still out there, so I can't mow today. But I'll tell you, if it's going to get up in the 90s, upper 90s, and the wind blowing, it could dry out by tomorrow morning. I can mow, but it's kind of what the farmers are facing right now. They got to get that some dry conditions to get the combines in the field, right?
It is, and it does look like the weather's going to cooperate for a change. It's been a long wet spell, but it looks like now maybe things are going to dry out. Hey, Steve, I got to tell you what happened yesterday. We didn't have markets.
No.
I ended up doing a lot of paperwork in the office, but Patty and I belong to the Wichita Farm and Ranch Club, and yesterday afternoon we went and visited the Fowler Honey Farm up by Valley Center and learned all about honey. I learned things about honey I did not know, and it was really a neat time.
Well, there's a lot of uses for honey that we don't even know about, other than putting it on the toast or something.
Well, it's not only the uses for it, it's just how much work there is in, you know, from the honeybees making the honey to the time that it gets where we can actually eat it. And Fowler Honey Farm up there, they distribute it to places in Wichita, too. So they're well known throughout the area.
Probably distributed all over the world if they're doing a good job of it. Did you? How many,
well, that's. Go ahead.
How many bees does it take to make a couple of pounds of honey, I wonder?
You know, I don't have an answer to that.
I get this vision.
It takes a whole bunch. How about that?
From a farm standpoint, if a tiny stool and a tiny farmer milking each bee. I'm sure that's not the way they do it.
Steve, only you could come up with that vision.
Well, I'm not very scientific, but really, I bet you it's fascinating.
It is. I mean, I remember when I was in grade school, one of my classmates, her grandparents had honeybees, and she would bring that honeycomb to school. Oh, that was great to chew on.
Mm-hmm. Well, did your wife decide she wants to be the queen bee?
I think she already was.
Oh, I know. You're a worker bee, aren't you?
I'm a worker bee. She's a queen bee.
All right.
I think my vision was Tom quoting Shakespeare as he left yesterday. To be or not to be.
There you go. Did you hear that, Tom?
I heard that.
To be or not to be.
That's about the only Shakespeare I could quote.
Yeah. I guess it's time for you to buzz off. Listen,
it is.
we'll talk to you Monday. Thanks, Tom. As always, Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. When can you start investing? Sixth grade?
An open-ended question.
Yeah.
We'll find out the answers.
Don Grant, Stephen Ted, KNSS. Stephen Ted in the morning, KNSS, 6:47 here on this Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Appeals court gives President Trump go-ahead on using National Guard troops in L.A.
Two.
Israel and Iran continue missile exchange. Hospital and heavy water reactor damaged.
One.
Recent rain brings Cheney Reservoir water level to within inches of normal. Three big things, Stephen Ted on KNSS.
Traffic in the Wichita area really starting to pick up now, starting to see some heavier pockets of travel east and westbound on Kellogg. And this is right around 135th Street West between there and 119th. So really seeing some heavier pockets of traffic on the highways this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 to 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny, breezy, and hot today with a high of 96 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 76. Saturday, sunny and hot. Tomorrow's high, 95 degrees. Then on Sunday, more of the same. Sunny and hot, a high of 94. Now a few clouds, south wind at 14 miles per hour, 75 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Waymo cars may soon be checking out traffic and transit in the Big Apple.
Fox on tech.
Will the city with the most aggressive drivers be sharing roads with autonomous vehicles? Waymo, the self-driving car company owned by Google parent Alphabet, is making a return to the streets of New York City. They've applied for a new permit to test the vehicles in the infamous gridlock of Manhattan, but until they get the permit they seek, they'll have human drivers behind the wheels. They last had their vehicles in New York City in 2021 for manual driving and data collection, but New York state law does not yet allow for operating autonomous vehicles with no person in the driver's seat. Waymo hopes to get that law changed. They're already providing self-driving cabs in parts of San Francisco and Silicon Valley. And while Waymo tests, Amazon's Zoox announces a new 220,000-square-foot production facility in Hayward, California, which will assemble 10,000 of their autonomous cars each year. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Steve, 10 in the morning, KNSS. When can you start investing? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. If you're at the beginning of your career, you can look forward to a lot of twists and turns along the way. You'll probably have several jobs as you learn, grow, and earn. One constant is the need to save and invest. Otherwise, retirement may be very uncomfortable. Well, when should you begin investing? Having helped clients manage to grow their money has driven home a few tenets that need to be followed for success. The first one is the time to invest is when you have the money to invest. Don't worry about the economy at the time, whether the market seemed to be at an all-time high or in a recession. Invest now. There's time value to money. Money in the present is worth more than the same amount will be in the future. That's because inflation causes money to lose purchasing power. A dollar next year will buy less than it will today, most likely. Investing allows you to grow your money at a rate that keeps up or exceeds the rate of inflation. Compounding your money is key. When we invest, we earn. Let's say we invest $100 and it makes 5% a year. You'll make $5. Next year, it'll be $105 invested to make $5, which is now $5.25. With $110,025 earning another 5%, we'll make $5.51. You can see how each successive year gives us money growing on top of money. That's compound, and it works exponentially to grow your money. If you're living within your means and building up an emergency fund, you're locking in unrestricted retirement funding. It may not seem like a big deal when you're young and retirement is decades away, but as you watch your wealth grow, you'll soon understand the importance of investing now. Please don't put it off. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
All right, getting a little warm out there.
Oh, yeah.
From what we've been used to.
Yeah. Well, we were at the golf tournament.
Were you at the golf tournament?
Yeah. Yeah, and going out there again today, and it was toasty, you know. And the air-conditioned spot that they had was destroyed in the storm.
Okay.
So no AC out there at all.
Are you doing something with the Wagon Masters out there, or are
no,
you?
No, just with Sabre Wealth.
Just Sabre Wealth.
Sabre Wealth is, yeah, getting some clients out there.
All right. Such, so. Now, are they enjoying themselves? I mean, that's, Ted was saying that one fellow.
Did you get out there yesterday, Ted?
No, I was doing softball yesterday.
Oh, softball would be hot too, I'm sure. So
get warm up there in the booth, huh, Ted?
Well, I think people are enjoying themselves. I mean, it cracks me up because we're at essentially their party trailers, I guess, or whatever they call them, the chalets or whatever. And it's more of a party that very few people are watching the golf. They're watching golf, but it's funny how they hold up those paddles that say quiet. Yeah. You know, they're even up in the space where everybody else is, and everybody's rah, 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 you know, still. And of course there's a beverages to be had up there and some food and stuff. So it's
but people are getting out during a work day and going to the golf tournament then.
Oh, it's packed.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. As a matter of fact, today is probably the big day. And we'll it goes through Sunday. So
okay. Well, you get the sunscreen out then, okay?
Yeah, I already got it on.
National Take Your Dog to Work Day. I knew you guys couldn't wait for this.
And I didn't bring Huck.
That's right. Huck is at home. Celebration of the companionship between canine and human. Promoters hope to inspire others to adopt from shelters and humane societies. That's why they do this. They want to try to get folks to think about going to the Humane Society and picking up a dog. And so there you go.
Yeah, well, I tell you, Vanessa wants another one, and I'm going, I just paid the bill from having him boarded.
Oh, my.
You know?
But that was steep.
Oh, gosh.
I wonder if there are other pets that we could bring to work.
Lemurs?
If you've got a lemur. You know.
Yeah.
I hear they don't like to be touched, though.
Oh, really?
By people. So there.
I don't know. I
How about turtles? But a turtle would be okay.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay. I saw a big one. I was walking by the Arkansas River, Little Arkansas, the other day, and I saw my first turtle sighting of the year. Big old soft shell, about as big as a plate, really? Just lumbering down toward the water.
How often have you seen him in the road?
In the what?
In the road.
Not around here.
Not at all. I mean, somebody posted something on Facebook about, oh, watch out. It's dangerous to try to save a turtle. Of course, parking in the middle of a freeway is.
Speaking of, yesterday late afternoon, I'm walking on Little Arkansas over there by my house.
Yeah?
And the geese were all together in one spot, and they decided to walk across the street.
Oh, and they just stopped traffic.
They sauntered across the street.
With their goslings?
Yeah. No goslings.
No, just, it was just adults?
They're all grown up now.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, and
the
I'm
teenagers.
Walking. I'm walking through, and there's a couple of them in my way. I just keep going like this. They get out of the way.
Right.
Well, these people are sitting out in their cars, you know.
Wait.
The way I do it is I just go at them, and they get out of the way. But I thought about stopping.
You are one cold.
But they were, we were there for, like, people stopped for 10 minutes.
No.
Yeah, and I thought about going back and herding the geese out of the way for him, but
No, but you're not that kind of guy.
No, I'm not a helper when it comes to geese. How about taking mules to work? That'd be kind of cumbersome.
Take a mule?
Yeah, take a mule to work.
Take an ass to work. Take an ass to work.
You know, if you work out on this construction or something, you can... Don't take an ass to work.
I'm not going to take an ass to work. There's already enough.
There's the line. They're already there. Okay. Thank you, Doc.
How did you come up with the mule?
I don't know. I just, you know, I've got a very creative mind.
You are. Oh, man.
Outrageously, whatever.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Okay. Hey, Don, be careful out there now.
I will. Thank you.
You don't want to get sunburned or anything.
I know.
All right. Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up 7 o'clock, top of the hour news. We have an officer-involved shooting in southwest Wichita this morning. And recent rains filling Cheney Lake. Stephen, 10, KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.